Hello.
Hi, Mum.
Hi.
Mum, see the guy next door?
Uh-huh.
He's came to the door and he's really f***ed off. He's saying that Cameron smashed his window.
Cameron smashed his window?
Yeah, but I've tried to explain to him that Cameron's not here. He's at his mum's.
When did you say it happened?
He said it happened yesterday morning.
He wants money. He's not getting money. Did you tell him no, because it wasn't Cameron that smashed it?
He's at the door, Mum. I don't know what to do.
Put him on the phone.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, I'm her mum.
What's it got to do with you?
She's on the phone to me quite right. Upset.
Well, that's not my problem. My window's been chipped.
The wee man wasn't there yesterday, so I don't see how it could have been him.
The wee man wasn't there. The wee man's always there, running about with a football. My plants around the back have been ruined.
I'm telling you,
I chipped my window.
He threw his mother's yesterday.
Aye, very good.
Aye.
That's
aye,
convenient, isn't it?
I know it is convenient. Put my daughter back on the phone and get away from your door.
I'm wanting £100 compensation, and your daughter's going to pay me.
You're not getting £100 compensation.
Shush, your daughter's going to pay me £100 compensation.
No, she is. You get any more hassle and I'll be through.
I'm fed up with this family. See the people that used to live in this house, who were no trouble. I've lived in this area for 30 years. I've never had a bit of bother.
I don't give a get away from my daughter's door.
Till this lassie and her neds all moved in and started running amok, playing football in the street all hours. Are you the one that comes around and parks outside my house?
No, I don't park outside your house.
What happens if I've got visitors? Right,
I don't give a don't come on the phone shouting and bawling.
No, you're listening to me, right? What happens if
I'm not listening to you. I'm telling you to get away from my daughter's door.
What happens if I've got visitors and you parked outside my door? They'll turn up, they'll see your car parked outside, they'll think I've already got visitors and they'll drive away.
Well, that's tough.
There's no need for that.
Aye, there is every need for that.
No, there's no need
you
for that.
You're giving me abuse on the phone. You'll not be getting any compensation. Aye, right. Get away from the door.
I'm just going to give him the money, Mum.
I'm telling you, you don't give him any money.
It will get rid of him if I give him the money.
You're not getting him any money. Cameron wasn't there yesterday, so Cameron couldn't have done it.
He says that you were really cheeky to him.
I wasn't really cheeky to him.
You've made him even worse. Will you pay half of it then?
No, I will not pay half of it.
I'll put him back on.
All right, everything sorted out then, doll.
What do you mean everything's sorted out then, dog?
Right.
You're not getting any money off
it. Wee bird said you're going to give me £100.
Listen, take £100 off it and I'll be through and I'll bring the police to your door. So give me your name.
You want my name right now? My name's Mr. George.
Mr. George.
Aye.
What's your first name, Mr. George?
George.
Your first name's George?
George. Aye.
You're at the wind-up, mate.
I'm at a wind-up. I've got a picture of the crack in the window.
I don't give a I'm telling you Cameron wasn't there. I've got proof of that.
That mean Ed Cameron runs about like he runs a shop. I've been here for 30 years.
Listen, I don't give a damn. I do not give a damn. My grandson wasn't there yesterday and he did me there.
I saw him playing keepy uppy in the street.
No, you didn't.
Maybe it was another kid, but it doesn't matter because this lassie's going to pay for it anyway, so you just keep your mouth shut.
No, she's not going to pay for it.
Don't
you shut up. She's not going to pay for it. Keep Cameron did me there. Don't tell me to shut up. Don't tell me to shut up, you f***ing one, man.
Shushed.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm on my way through to Paisley. And I hope you're still at her door, mate.
Are you going to be quiet now? Just hung up. Oh, no.
Hello, I've gave him the £100.
Lisa, you had me right giving him that £100.
I don't know what else you wanted me to do. He's been arguing on the phone.
And I'm going to his door with the police and you'll get your £100 back.
Why don't I give Lisa £100?
What are you talking about?
For being on Clyde One's Make Your Mum Mad.
You are joking.
And you been... Love, we're all going to jail, Lisa. You're going to Cotton Vale, I'm going to Berlini. Hey, listen, Marie, thanks for being a great sport. And Lisa, well played.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Lovely speech to you both. See you later.
Right. Bye.